谢神，我们一起同守安息圣日啊！大家一起默祷，预备我们的心。
Thank God we're able to come here to observe His Sabbath. Let's open our heart with a silent prayer.
阿门。啊，奉主耶稣圣名，让我们开始安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
我们来唱诗129首。
Please sing hymn 129.
站立啊，低头默祷。
Please remain standing. Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our merciful Father, we thank you.
啊，你在创造天地的时候，就是安息日给我们。
That you have given us this holy Sabbath since your creation.
啊，你在这一天息的一些的工作安息，赐福这一天。
On this day, you rested from your work and you blessed this day.
哎，成为圣日。
As the holy day.
哎，你一开始就叫我们在这一天能够安息，在你里面得到身心的安息。
Since the beginning, you have given us this. Given us this day so that we can have peace in our hearts.
哎，我们遵照你的命令来这里遵守。
According to your commandments, we're here to observe it.
哎，我们求主耶稣祝福所有参加的弟兄姊妹、亲戚朋友。
We ask the Lord Jesus to bless everyone here.
主啊，我们更感谢你在2000年前来到这个世上，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Lord, we thank you that 2,000 years ago you've come to this world to die for us on the cross.
你开了一个救恩的泉源。
You have opened a fountain of salvation for us.
借着你的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Through your precious blood, our sins may be forgiven.
让我们能够重生，作为你the使女。
We may be reborn again, be your servant, be your children.
感谢你，你让我们做你的子女，能够敬拜你。
Thank you for letting us to be your children so that we may worship you.
主啊，我们今天想要借你的话语互相得到勉励。
Lord, today we want to gain mutual encouragement through your word.
求你的灵亲自的带领，让我们能够把你的话讲得清楚。
May your spirit personally guide us so that we may proclaim your word clearly.
我们也求你的灵加添我们力量，让我们能够将所听到的道理行出来。
We also ask you to strengthen us with your spirit so that we may practice what we have heard.
主啊，求你的灵在我们里面更新我们。
Lord, we ask your spirit to be inside us, to renew us.
让我们能够专心的做你的门徒。
So that we may focus on being your disciple.
因为你升天以前这样吩咐我们做你的门徒。
Because before you ascended to heaven, you commanded us to be your disciples.
在你神国里面吃饭的人有福了。
Blessed are those who feast in your kingdom.
做你的门徒能够得到你的道理。
That we can be your disciples to learn your word.
我们能够真正得到福气。
In this way, we may gain true blessings.
真正的认识你。
And gain true understanding of you.
我们在聚会以前将今天所有的聚会都放在你的手上。
Before our service, we pray in this way, hand our service into your hand.
求主耶稣亲自的带领祝福。
May the Lord Jesus personally guide us and bless us.
愿所有的荣耀归于天上的真神。
May the glory be unto the true God in heaven.
阿们。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来听看马太福音二十八章。
Please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
主耶稣升天以前交代门徒的使命。
This here records the commandments our Lord Jesus has given to his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
马太福音二十八章十八节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 28.
十八节到二十节。
Verse 18 to 20.
最后三节，马太福音二十八章十八节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。”十九节。
Verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节。
Verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这是主耶稣在升天以前他吩咐门徒的两大使命。
These are two commissions our Lord Jesus has entrusted to his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
就是宣道牧养。
That is to evangelize and to pastor the sheep.
这是教会最重要的任务。
And these are the two most important tasks of the church.
其他的教会的事工都是在支持这两个任务。
All other church works are to support these two commissions.
这个做宣道牧养的的结果是什么呢
？What is the result of doing evangelism and pastoring work？
就是十九节。
Verse 19.
使万民做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
这里讲到要每一个人信主啊，遵守神的道理，最重要的目标是要做主耶稣的门徒。
Here it tells us that the most important goal of believing Jesus and be his disciple is to make all the nations become disciples of Lord Jesus.
所以教会最重要的工作是使说每一个来到教会里面的人做主耶稣的门徒。
Therefore, the most important work of a church is to make disciples of everyone who comes to church.
以主耶稣为主人。
And have Lord Jesus as the master.
我们是他的门徒。
We are his disciples.
我们要到处去见证主耶稣。
We need to testify about him everywhere.
我们要教训主的道理。
We need to teach his word.
叫跟大家一起来遵守。
And keep his teaching with everyone else.
那么这样子，主耶稣就跟我们直到世界的末了。
And this way, Lord Jesus will be with us till the end of the world.
这就是教会。
This is church.
教会是耶稣的教会。
Church refers to the church of Jesus.
我们来到这里是做他的门徒。
We come here to be his disciples.
做门徒有很多的好处。
There are many benefits of becoming a disciple of Jesus.
因为做门徒能跟主耶稣亲近同住。
To be a disciple is to have an intimate relationship with Lord Jesus.
我们能够了解主耶稣的想要做什么。
We may understand what Lord Jesus wants to do.
换句话说，我们能够明白神国的道理。
In other words, we may come to understand the teaching of the kingdom of heaven.
简单来讲，我们今天看圣经，我们看得懂。
Simply put, when we read the Bible, we may understand it.
我们能够明白神的话。
We may understand the word of God.
我们才能够去按照神的话去遵行。
In this way, we may do it as he wants us to do.
因为神的话是要神用圣灵开启我们的。
Because to understand his word, we need his spirit to open our mind.
不是人想要读你就明白的。
It's not that if you read it, you understand it.
不是你热心你就能够明白神的道理。
It's not that you can understand the word of God just because you're zealous.
你可以在教会里面追求很多的工作活动。
You can participate and do many works in church.
但是不一定能够真正了解神的道理。
But you cannot necessarily understand the teaching of God.
因为神的道理是属灵的。
Because the word of God is spiritual.
你不能用我们人不能用属人的或者是非神的东西的思想理论来去明白神的道理。
We cannot use our own will and thinking to understand the word of God.
所以主耶稣2000年前在传福音，常常有这种的现象。
2000 years ago, when Lord Jesus was preaching,
常常有时候聚会的时候，有上千上万的人来听他讲道理。
Many times, thousands of people come to listen to his word.
但是有多少人能够明白神的道理呢
？But how many of them can truly understand Jesus' teaching？
很少人明白神的道理。
Very few of them can understand his teaching.
这有一个原因。
There is a reason for that.
我们来看马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
马太福音十三章，主耶稣讲了七个比喻。
Matthew,
七八个比喻哈。
Chapter 13, Lord Jesus spoke several parables.
那有人讲七个的八个然后是九个没有关系但是重要的是说主耶稣为什么讲比喻
Why did Jesus speak in parables?
因为讲比喻啊虽然那个比喻的内容那个文字啊很容易了解但是你不知道真正的意思含义是什么
Because you may understand every single word spoken in the parable but you may not understand the meaning behind the parable itself
因为那个意义主耶稣是用这个比喻来引申来让我们去认识神的国度
Lord Jesus is trying to use parables to lead us into understand the teaching of the kingdom of God
这些比喻啊有好几个是主耶稣已经把它解释了
Many of these parables Jesus had already explained to us
那我们今天看了就懂
So that when we read it we may understand it
但是有一些还没有解释
But there's some that he didn't explain to us
那就有很多的解释了
And so we have many explanations for
好像天国是芥菜种子一样。
And for example, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
哎，有的人解释正面，有的人解释反面的。
Some people have a very positive explanation for it. Some people have a very take a very negative view on this parable.
天国像面笑一样。
Another example, the kingdom of heaven is like the leaven.
哎，所以这个神的道理啊，虽然看起来很简单呐、啊，但是你就不知道它真正的意思是什么。
Even though the teaching of God seems simple on the surface, but you cannot understand easily understand it.
哎，既然不知道这个意思，那你怎么知道神的意思是什么
？If you don't know the meaning of the parables, then how can you understand the will of God?
哎，你不知道神的旨意是什么，你怎么去遵守呢
？If you don't know what the will of God is, how can you do according to God's will?
哎，所以首先呢，神要把这个神的意思告诉我们。
Therefore, first and foremost, God wants to tell us what His will is.
哎，神的意思啊，神的旨意只告诉一种人。
God only tells His will to one type of person.
哎，就是主耶稣的门徒。
And that is the disciples of Jesus.
哎，我们看马太福音十三章第十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
门徒近前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。”不叫他们知道。第十二节，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。十三节，所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，听不见也不明白。十四节，在他们的身上正应验了，以赛亚的预言说：你们听是听见了，却不明白；看是看见了，却不晓得。十五节，因为这个百姓油蒙的心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵发听见，心里就明白了，回转过来，我就医治他们。十六节，但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵是有福的，因为听见了。啊，主耶稣讲的非常的清楚。
Where Jesus spoke clearly.
哎，在主耶稣讲道的时候，也有两种人。
There are two type of people listening to Jesus teaching.
一种是门徒。主耶稣拣选的门徒。
First type is the disciples whom he had chosen.
哎，第二种人是很一般的人，一大堆人来跟随他。
The second type are the crowd.
哎，就是众人。
The people who followed him.
哎，门徒在跟主耶稣在房屋里面的时候，就问主耶稣：“为什么你跟众人讲都是用比喻讲呢？他们都听不懂。”
When the disciples are in the house of the Lord Jesus, they ask him, "Why do you speak in parables? Because the people can understand."
哎，主耶稣就明讲了。
So Lord Jesus told them plainly,
天国的道理只叫门徒知道，不叫众人知道。
The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are only granted to his disciples and not the people.
哎，主耶稣故意用比喻讲，就是要叫众人不明白。
The Lord Jesus purposely spoke in parables so that people can understand.
哎，所以我们有时候就会觉得很奇怪。
Sometimes we may think it's strange.
主耶稣不是要救世界上所有的人吗
？Is the Lord Jesus want to come here to save the world.
为什么主耶稣故意不让他们明白神的道理
？So why did he purposely speak in parables so that they can understand?
哎，他们既然不明白，他们当然不能信耶稣了。
If they cannot understand what he's talking about, then they cannot come to believe in him.
如果你这样一想，你就觉得说主耶稣没有道理啊，神没有道理。
If you think in this way, you might say to yourself that God is without God is unreasonable.
哎，这个神怎么这么没有理啊？
God has no principles.
他不懂，你才要教他
啊。He can understand, therefore you need to teach him.
哎，你怎么神不是慈爱的吗？你怎么不教他呢
？Isn't God merciful? Why doesn't God teach him?
啊，主耶稣就讲了。
So Lord Jesus said.
啊，用以赛亚的书来讲。
He quoted Isaiah.
哎，他们听是听不见，看是看不明白，为什么
？They keep on hearing but will not understand. Keep on seeing but will not perceive. Why is that?
因为他们的心呢、啊、被油蒙住了。
Because their hearts are covered with oil.
哎，那被蒙油一蒙住啊，什么都跑不进去、啊。
And nothing can penetrate the hearts.
耳朵也发沉。
Their ears are heavy.
眼睛是闭着。
Their eyes are closed.
因为他们存心要关，把心关起来。
Because they purposely close their hearts.
他们存心把眼睛闭着。
They intentionally close their eyes.
他存心把他耳朵关着。
Intentionally close their ears.
因为他怕听 开起来以后就明白神的话了。
Because they're free that once they're open, they may understand the word of God.
十五节，十三章十五节，比较难解释的一句话就是恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白。
Chapter 13 verse 15 is a very hard verse to explain.
不是神恐怕他们，看见听见明白。
It says otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and come and return.
不是神使他们这样子。
It's not that God allowed them to act this way.
是因为他们自己怕眼睛张开了。
It's because they themselves are afraid that their eyes might open.
他们的心打开了。
That their hearts might open.
因为他们心里面有其他的东西。
There are other things inside their hearts.
所以他们就不愿意打开。
Therefore, they are unwilling to open their hearts.
因为他们怕打开以后就明白神的话，神就会来医治他们。
They are afraid that once they open their hearts, they may understand the word of God, and then God will heal them.
换句话说，他们不想跟存心跟神在一起。
In other words, they do not want to be with God.
他们要保持他们自己的状态。
They want to remain the status quo.
这就是门徒和众人的不同。
This is the difference between disciples and people.
一个人来听道理。
When a person comes to listen to
the teaching, 他可以把心关着。
He can close his heart.
一个人来听道理，他可以心把打开。
Or open his heart.
打开的人就成为主耶稣的门徒。
He who opens his heart, he shall be the disciple of God.
他存心关着的人，怎么样也成不了主耶稣的门徒。
Of Lord Jesus, but he who closes his heart can never be disciple of Jesus.
我们在实际上生活上有真正碰到这种的例子太多了。
And we've seen many examples in our lives.
不是神不怜悯他们。
That it's not that God doesn't want to have mercy upon them.
是这个人决心想要怎么做。
But they are determined to do as they wish.
主耶稣的门的道理只给门徒听，是明白。
The teachings of Lord Jesus are only for his disciples to understand.
因为这些人呐，存心要来跟神。
Because they have set their hearts to follow God.
我们怎么知道主耶稣的门徒存心来跟神呢？
How do we know that Lord Jesus' disciples have set their heart to follow him?
主耶稣叫他的门徒要跟他一定要做一件事情。
Lord Jesus told them that in order to follow him, they have to do this one thing.
马可福音。
In Mark chapter,
马可福音。
The Gospel of Mark.
第一章讲主耶稣招了四个门徒。
Chapter 1 tells us that Lord Jesus called for disciples.
我们来看第一章十六节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 16.
第一章十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 16.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海边撒网，他们本是打鱼的。十七节。
17.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。十八节。
18.
他们立刻舍了网跟从了神。我们看这个二十节。
20.
耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把他们父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上跟从耶稣了。这地方很明显告诉我们。
This passage tells us very clearly.
这四个人神都招呼他。
Lord Jesus had called these four people.
但如果神招呼的主耶稣招呼到他们不呼应的话。
But if they do not respond to Lord Jesus' calling.
如果他们没有决心的话。
If they had not set their determination.
他们不可能跟耶稣的。
Then they will never follow Lord Jesus.
因为跟耶稣有一个条件。
Because there's one requirement that one must meet.
你要把其他所有一些东西都撇下来。
And that is to leave everything you have.
他们是打鱼的人。
They're fishermen.
所以他说他们把他们打鱼的网啦、船啦都留下来了。
So the Bible tells us that they left their boat and the nets.
而且把家人留下来了。
And they left their family members.
所以跟从做门徒不一样的。
So this is a difference of this is a sacrifice that disciple needs to make.
因为他们有决心撇下一些跟从主。
They have the determination to leave everything behind to follow Lord Jesus.
他们有这个看见。
They have seen.
他们有这个决心。
And they have this determination.
神的道理就在乎我们人的决心。
The teaching of the Lord has much to do with our determination.
我们有决心跟从主。
If we are determined to follow Lord.
我们有决心撇下一切。
Then we will have the determination to leave everything behind.
我们就能够明白神的道理。
Then in this way we can understand the teaching of God.
因为神主耶稣会把他的道理就解释给我们听。
Because Lord Jesus himself will explain to us his teachings.
这是很奥秘的事情。
This is a mystery.
能够听得懂的人是有福的。
Blessed are those who can hear.
能够看得见的人是有福的。
Blessed are those who see.
哎，这个不可勉强也。不能够勉强啊。
You cannot force a person to open their eyes.
丈夫也不好，没有办法勉强妻子。
A husband cannot force his wife.
妻子也没有办法勉强丈夫。
A wife cannot force her husband.
父母也没有办法勉强儿子子女。
Parents cannot force their children.
子女也没有办法教训父母。
Nor can children force their parents.
那个是个人跟神之间的关系。
This has to do with their own personal relationship with God.
我们求神给我们有这个心。
Let's ask God to give us this attitude.
我们愿意顺从。
To be willing to submit to him.
我们愿意决心撇下一切。
And make the determination to leave everything behind.
因为只有这种人才能够明白神的道理。
Because only such a kind of person can understand the teaching of God.
这种人才会得到真正的福气。
Only this kind of person can receive the true blessing.
那么在做门徒的当中啊，在跟撇下所有跟从主啊，不是这么一句话这么简单的事情。
To leave everything behind follower Jesus is not a simple thing to do.
哎，不但是有形的东西你要放下来。
Not only do you need to leave behind the physical matters, materials.
最重要是我们心里面的东西。
Most importantly, we need to leave behind what's in our hearts.
是我们的想法的问题。
Our thoughts.
哎，我们看彼得。
Let's look at Peter.
啊，彼得跟从主耶稣，在他的门徒当中，十二个门徒当中。我们可以发觉到，记载他的事情最多。
And we notice that Peter, the story of Peter is recorded the most in the Gospels.
哎，他是一个很有决心的人。
He's a person with great determination.
哎，虽然有决心
，even though he has great determination，
但是他的心不一定正确。
His attitude might not be correct.
他对神的认识不一定正确。
His understanding of God might not be correct.
因为认识的不一定正确，所以你撇下所有也不一定正确。
Even because his understanding may not be right, his action of leaving everything behind might not be correct.
因为他很可能认为某些事情他可以放下来。
Because he might think that I can put down some this particular things.
但是主耶稣认为，主耶稣的意思，你要撇下所有，才包括他所从来没有想过的事情，也要放下来。
But when Jesus said leave everything, he meant things that maybe Peter might not have even thought of.
哎，那这个就要。在我们跟从主的当中去慢慢去学习。
And this is something that we need to learn gradually as we follow Lord Jesus.
哎，我们从圣经里面看彼得的例子啊，他有一个优点。
If we look at Peter's example, we can see that he has a good point.
哎，他
virtue.
哎，我们可以去学习。
A virtue that we can learn from.
他很积极。
He is very active.
哎，但是他不怕失败。
He's proactive and he's not afraid of failure.
我们有的人跟从主啊，怕失败。
Some of us, when we are following Lord Jesus, we're afraid to fail.
要考虑这个，考虑这个，都不能做了，什么都不能做。
We put too much thought into things, and therefore we end up doing nothing.
哎，放不下来。
We are unable to let go.
道理是明白，但是放不下来，心放不下来。
We understand the teaching, but we're just unable to let go.
心里面太多世界上的东西了。
There are too many worldly things in our hearts.
很多自己的想法。
Too many of our own thoughts.
就是在做教会的工作。
Even when we are doing church work.
也是放不下来。
We are unable to let go.
不要这样做了。这个很多原因。
Oh, don't do this. There are many reasons for this.
虽然圣经你讲很清楚。
Even though the Bible says very clearly.
放下来。
We are unable to let go.
个人也是一样。
Likewise,
个人的所做的事也是一样。
When the things that we do,
或者是我们在教会做工也是一样。
In our lives or the church works that we do,
我们要学习做主的门徒。
We need to learn how to be disciples of Lord Jesus. We need to learn from Peter.
我们看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
我们从他被主耶稣他在马可福音主耶稣已经第一次招呼他了，他撇下所有。
In Mark, we saw that Peter left everything he had to follow Jesus.
路加福音又再记一次。
Here in Luke, he records once again how Peter's calling.
他撇下所有跟从耶稣。
That he left everything behind to follow Jesus.
一般的认为这两次不一样。
Some people think that these two callings are different.
但是那如果是不一样的话，这次的撇下所有跟从耶稣意义不一样。
But so if they are different, then this here, this, that Peter leave everything behind has a different meaning.
到底是什么意思?
So what does it mean?
跟第一次一定不一样的。
It's different than his first action.
哎，我们可以知道，你要撇下所有跟踪耶稣啊，要再肯定。
We know that when you leave everything behind to follow Jesus, you need affirmation.
你要再深入。
You need to go deeper.
哎，我们来看这次的情形是什么。
So let's see what happened this time.
路加福音第五章第一节开始，主耶稣在湖边讲道理。
In Luke chapter 5 verse 1, here it tells us that Lord Jesus was standing by the lake to preach.
因为人很多啊，他向彼得借了他的船啊，开到湖中间啊，湖的中间，他可以在那边站着讲道，大家在岸边听他讲道。
Because there are many people, so he got into one of the boats so that he can be in the middle of the lake and people can listen to his teachings on the shore.
哎，讲道不是最重要，在这个情形下不是最重要的教训。
In this case, speaking sermons is not the most important.
下面彼得得到的体验是最重要的。
The experience that Peter had is the most important.
他要再一次的撇下所有跟从耶稣。
He will once again leave everything and follow Jesus.
哎，我们看第四节，第五章第四节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 4.
路加福音五章四节讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。第五节。
Verse 5.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。但依从你的话就下了网。第六节，他们下了网就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。第七节，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他们，来帮助啊，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船都要沉下去。第八节，西门彼得看见就伏在耶稣的膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人啊。我们跳来看第十节，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”十一节，他们就把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从耶稣。最后一句话，他撇下所有跟从耶稣。
The last phrase, he left everything and followed him.
所以很可能在这个路加福音第五章的时候，他还没有撇下所有。
Perhaps in Luke chapter 5, he had not left everything.
因为他还有那只船。
Because he still have that boat.
他还在那边打鱼。
He's still catching fish.
他还有物质上的东西。
He still have physical possession.
他还有他的事业在做。
He still have his own career.
很可能到路加福音第五章这个地方，他才决心放下所有。
Perhaps that it was until Luke chapter 5 that he said the determination to leave everything.
对他来讲是什么意思？
What did this mean to him?
这是主耶稣跟他之间的关系啊。
This refers to the relationship that he had with Lord Jesus.
主耶稣跟他有什么关系？
What's the relationship between him and
Jesus? 主耶稣说，你下网去打鱼。
Lord Jesus told him, let down your nets.
彼得说，我打了整夜没有鱼。
For a catch, Peter said, I've labored all night and caught nothing.
换句话说，照我的经验，不可能有鱼。
In other words, according to my experience, there is no fish.
我是渔夫，你是木匠。
I'm a fisherman. You are a carpenter.
哪一个人比较对呢？
Who knows more about fishing?
但是你不但是木匠，你也是在讲神国道理的人。
However, you're a carpenter, but you're also a person who teach the word of God.
所以我因为尊重你是传道人。
Because I respect you as a preacher.
我就听你的话下网。
I will listen to you and let down my net.
其实他心里很不愿意。
In actuality, his heart is unwilling.
但是他顺服了。
But he submits to Jesus.
我们有时候做主的门徒是要有这种现象。
Sometimes as disciples of Lord Jesus, we need to do likewise.
照我想是不可能的。
According to what I'm thinking, it's impossible.
照我想，教会应该这样走比较好。
According to my opinion, church should go this direction.
但是最后走的方向跟我想的不一样。
However, the church ends up going toward a direction that's different than what you're thinking.
但是我们就顺服了。
But you submit to this anyway.
但很奇妙的一件事情发生。
Then something miraculous will happen.
不明白而顺服神。
If you submit to God even though you don't understand.
但是神就祝福了。
God will bless you.
神为什么祝福他呢？
Why did God bless him?
因为我们顺服了。
Because we have submitted to him.
因为彼得顺服了。
Because Peter submitted to him.
彼得当时如果不顺服的话，
Had Peter not submitted to Jesus?
彼得如果他维持他自己的信仰想法
，Had he hold on to his own ideology?
不可能有鱼。
Then it's that it's impossible to have fish.
我就不想去。
That I don't want to go.
耶稣也没有办法。
Then Lord Jesus can do nothing.
哎，你的心死了，你的决定这样做，主神也没办法。
If your heart has determined to do this, then Lord Jesus, there's nothing that He can do.
不是说神没有办法了，神就让你去了。
In other words, Lord Jesus or God will just let you go.
哎，你决定这样做，那你就自己负责到底了。
If you determine to do this, then you are responsible for what happens.
哎，那你现在顺服神了。
But if on the other hand you submit to God,
神就让你看到他的能力。
Then God will let you see His power.
哎，他抓满了两只船的鱼。
So He caught two boats for fish.
哎，彼得，我们如果是彼得，你会想什么
？If we were Peter, what would be going through your mind?、
哎、我怎么会有这种事情发生
？How can such a thing happen to me?
那他到底是谁？耶稣是谁
？Who's Jesus exactly?、
哎、耶稣怎么能够知道这些事情
？How can Jesus know all these things?
知道比我自己一生的体验、经历、经验还要深
，That he knows
还要对
more。Than what I know throughout my life.
哎，他知道我所有的东西。
He knows everything that's in my heart.
哎，他神主耶稣就叫彼得明白，主耶稣不是彼得想象的那个主耶稣了。
So Jesus allowed Peter to understand that this Jesus is different than the person that Peter had thought.
所以他就有不同的反应。
Therefore, Peter had different reactions.
他说：“主啊，离开我。”
He said, "Lord, leave me."
我是个罪人。
Depart from me because I'm a sinful man.
因为他以前不认识真正的主耶稣。
Because before this, he had not known Jesus.
哎，但是现在因为主耶稣让他看见这个神的能力。
But because Jesus now has allowed him to see the power of God.
哎，他就更认识这个主耶稣了。
Peter was able to have a deeper understanding.
他发觉到主耶稣是，我是个罪人啊！主耶稣是一个高高在上的圣洁的神或是什么。
He realized that
不敢跟他在一起。
He's a sinful man, and Jesus is the God in heaven, in the highest heaven.
哎，神让他明白主耶稣了。
So he was afraid to be with Jesus, and God allowed him to understand who Jesus is.
他主耶稣就好像马太福音一样，把那个比喻解释开了。
Just like in Matthew, how Lord Jesus explained the parable, Lord Jesus manifested himself to Peter. So that Peter can understand.
那关键在哪里？
What's the key point?
其他人怎么不明白呢
？How come other people can understand?
其他人也不是在看着那两条船的鱼吗
？Do not they see what happened?
他们看到神的能力，却不明白神。
They saw the power of God, but they didn't understand God.
哎，彼得却明白了。
But Peter understood.
因为他跟主耶稣有接触。
Because he had contact with Lord Jesus.
哎，虽然主耶稣要求的事情不是他想要做的。
Even though Lord Jesus asked him to do something that he didn't want to do,
但是他遵守去做了。
Nevertheless, he did anyway.
这给我们很大的启示。
This gives us a great revelation.
今天要来安息日。
That today, when we come to observe the
Sabbath, 安息日是神祝福的日子。
Sabbath is the day blessed by God.
那就看我们怎么看。
So it depends on how we see it.
你如果觉得说这个安息日只不过再听一次道理啊，道理我都听过了。
If you think that Sabbath is only a day where we come to listen to another sermon,
那你用这种心态来，大概很难得到神的祝福。
If this is your attitude, then it's very hard for you to receive blessing.
但是你如果觉得安息日是在拜神
，But if you think that Sabbath is the day where I come to worship God,
那个讲道的人只不过神借着他讲，把神的道理讲出来而已。
God is speaking to me through the sermon speaker.
我坐在那里不是在敬拜这个讲道的人。
When I'm sitting there, I'm not worshiping the sermon speaker.
我在坐在那里听他讲道，但是去敬拜神啊。
I'm there listening to the sermon to worship God.
我相信神在这里。
I believe that God is here.
我们用这种心态跟另外一种心态来敬拜神，完全不一样。
And this attitude is completely different than the previous attitude.
哎，你要用什么哪一种心态呢
？So, which attitude will you adopt?
是你决定的。
It's up to you.
不是没有人可以帮你决定。
No one can decide for you.
你想你在那里想要打瞌睡，也没有人会叫你起来。
It's okay if you choose to sleep.
但是你很愿意注意就去听。
But if on the other hand, you listen carefully,
你想我在这里敬拜神,
you think to yourself that I'm here worshiping God,
你就会跟彼得一样,
then you will be like Peter.
你会看见神高高在上,
you will see God sitting high above his throne.
这个是最有价值的事情了。
This is the most valuable thing.
人生最有价值的事情就是在神的面前敬拜神。
The most valuable thing that a person can do in his life is to worship God.
那要你自己要愿意去追求才有用。
But you need to have the heart to pursue.
你的心如果不在那里，
if your heart is not there,
你觉得这里的聚会就跟外面的任何的演讲一样，
if you,
那你就一定觉得不到东西的。
If you think that coming to service is like going attending a seminar, then surely you will not gain anything.
主耶稣跟他讲，不要怕。
Lord Jesus told him, "Do not be afraid."
你从今要得人了。
Now you will be catching men.
主耶稣给他应许，祝福他将来要做传道人，得人了。
Lord Jesus gave him this promise and blessed him, saying that in the future he will become a preacher.
他认识得很清楚。
He had a very clear understanding.
他要撇下所有，跟从耶稣，做主耶稣的门徒。
That he will leave everything behind and follow him.
所以跟从撇下一些，跟从主耶稣做门徒。不是那么简单的一句话而已。
It's leaving everything and follow him is not a simple sentence.
不是只有一个表面上的动作。
It's not a superficial action.
更重要是你的心态，你的想法。
What's most important is your attitude and your thinking.
这个决定你是不是真正做主耶稣的门徒。
And they will decide whether or not you are the true disciple of Jesus.
我们再来看路加福音十四章。
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
我们如果从这个刚才那样解释明白以后，我们再来读这句话，可能就比较容易了解。
If we understand what was spoken previously, then it would be easier for us to understand this passage.
我们看路加福音十四章二十五节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
有极多的人跟耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“很多人想要做主耶稣的，跟主耶稣啊，做他的门徒了。”
Many people wanted to follow Lord Jesus and be his disciples.
主耶稣就明讲了。
So Lord Jesus told them plainly.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过我自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己性命，就不能做我的门徒。二十七节。
Verse 27.
凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒啊！主耶稣，让我们了解做门徒要有相当的认识，而且应该有心理上准备的代价。
Lord Jesus, let us understand that in order to be His disciples, we need to have certain understanding and be willing to make some kind of sacrifice.
这个代价要让我们做门徒之前要有完全的认识。
We need to have a complete understanding of what kind of sacrifice we need to make.
然后在心理上要准备好。
And prepare our hearts.
有这个决心。
Set the determination.
知道跟主耶稣有什么好处。
To know the benefits of following Jesus.
跟主耶稣要花什么代价。
And what kind of sacrifice we need to make.
这个衡量的结果，我做了一个最后的决定。
After you have weighed in the benefits and cost, then you make the final decision.
主耶稣在这里面要我们的代价，我们要认识的清楚。
So we need to be very clear on what kind of sacrifice for Jesus is requiring us to make.
很简单的一句话，爱主耶稣超过所有。
It's very simple. Love Lord Jesus more than anyone, anything that you have.
我们的心里面只有一个主人。
There's only one master in our
hearts. 马太福音讲的，不能侍奉两个主人。
Matthew, Gospel of Matthew told us that you cannot serve two masters.
你只有真正侍奉的只有一个主人。
You can only serve one master.
当然你去上班，你的老板是你的主人。
Of course, when you go to work, you have a boss.
当然你有事业，你的事业是你的主人。
And when you have a business, your business is your boss.
你有家庭服侍，你的家庭是你的主人。
And if you have a family, then your family is your boss.
主耶稣不是叫我们放弃这其他的东西。
Lord Jesus is not telling us to give up everything, all these things.
我们再读一次二十六节。
Let's read verse 26 one more time.
人到我这里来，若不爱主耶稣胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹啊，自己的生命的，不能够做主的门徒。在这里面，不是主耶稣叫你把其他东西不要了。
So Lord Jesus here is not telling us to let go of everything that we have.
主耶稣要你还是爱你的父母、弟兄、姊妹，爱自己的生命。
Lord Jesus wants you to continue to love your father, mother, wife, children.
这句话的意思说，当你跟主耶稣比较的时候， 主耶稣就突出来了。
But this verse means that when you're comparing your love for them to your love for Jesus,
我们人活着常常是在比较的当中。
Your love for Jesus should be more. As humans, we live in comparison.
我们今天来聚会。
Today we come to service.
我们也可以去做其他的事情。
We have the options of doing other things.
你为什么要来聚会？
So why do you come to service?
因为你比较的结果，聚会比较有价值。
Because after you make comparisons, you've discovered that coming to service is more valuable.
所以让我们就了解，我们的行动是跟我们自己在心里面衡量的结果。
So this let's understand that our actions is a result of our comparison.
主耶稣要他的门徒的要求是什么？
What does the Lord Jesus require of us?
当你有比较的时候。
That when you're comparing,
当你要做决定的时候
when you're making decision,
你把主耶稣拿做第一位
you put Jesus first.
主耶稣没有叫你把他都不爱父母，没有这个意思。
Lord Jesus is not telling us to not love our father or mother.
其实爱父母是十诫的第五条，我们都知道的。
And we know that loving or honoring our parents is one of the commandments.
是带祝福的诫命。
It's a commandment with blessing.
我们不是主耶稣不是说你不要爱父母，我们要爱父母。
So Lord Jesus here is not telling us that we don't need to love our parents.
但是我们更爱神。
But he's telling us that we need to love
God more. 我们要爱父母，同时要更爱神。
We need to love our parents at the same time. We need to love God even more.
这个就是要我们衡量清楚。
So he's telling us to weigh in carefully.
因为在主耶稣的门徒里面，心里面一定是尊主为大。
Because the disciples of Lord Jesus will surely put him first.
我们很难在日常生活当中遇到就发生了困难了。
Sometimes in our lives we may run into difficulties.
在路加福音十四章第十五节下面，主耶稣就用讲了一个在神国里面吃饭有福的这个比喻了。
In Luke chapter 14 verse 15, Jesus spoke the parable of the feast.
又是用比喻了。
So here is speaking another parable.
其实比喻是在讲神国的事情呢。
Parables are meant to explain the things of the kingdom of God.
有一个人摆大筵席。
There's a person who's giving a huge feast.
时间到了，他叫仆人去请人了，来吃饭了。
When the time comes, he sent his servants to invite those who have invited.
有三种人。
There are three type of people.
第一种人，人家请他，他就说我买了一块地，我还要去看呢。
First type of people is those who said that I have bought a piece of land. I need to go out and look at it.
我没有时间去吃饭。
I don't have time to attend the feast.
我第二个人说，我买了五对牛啊，我还要试试看。
The second type is the person who says I have bought five yokes of oxen. I need to go and try them out.
再来第三种人，我刚刚娶了太太，我不能去啊。
Third type of people said that I have just married a wife, and for that reason, I cannot come.
这三种人都拒绝了。
These three types of people rejected.
因为他觉得他们所要现在所做的事情，比去神国里面吃饭还有价值。
Rejected the invitation because they consider the work of their hands as more important than the having feast in the kingdom of God.
人自己做决定，人就自己负责。
When a person makes a decision himself, he shall bear the consequence of the decision.
你认为你的地、你的牛、你的太太比到神国吃饭还重要，那神就让你去做了。
If you think that your land, your oxen, your wife is more important than God, then God will let you do whatever you wish.
你就不能到神国里面吃饭。
Then you cannot go into the kingdom of heaven and have a feast there.
你就不能够享受神国的宴席。
You cannot enjoy the feast of heaven.
那我们这三种的意思是什么呢？
What did,
种种理由是什么？
What do these three types of people represent?
地啊，就是我们的财产。
Land represents possession, our property.
我们的牛就是我们的事业，能够耕种的。
Oxen represents our career.
我们的太太就是我们的家庭。
Wife represents our family.
主耶稣说，这三个都不能够跟神国比较。
Lord Jesus says that these three things cannot be compared to the kingdom.
当神邀请我们去吃饭的时候
，When Lord Jesus invites us to have dinner.
当神邀请我们去享受属灵的筵席的时候
，When Lord Jesus invites us to enjoy the spiritual feast.
你应该把这其他的事情安排好。
We need to take care of the other things.
不要等到最后说，哎呀，我公司还有事情。我家里还有事情，我不能来参加灵恩会，我不能来聚会了。
Make the proper arrangements. Don't say that, oh, because I have things at work or in family, I cannot come to spiritual convocation or to services.
主耶稣不会等我们的。
Lord Jesus will not wait for us.
主耶稣说，你不要进来，你就算了，你就到外面好了。
Lord Jesus said that if you don't want to come in, that's fine, just stay outside.
能够愿意进来的，他就 能够进来了。
But those who are willing to enter, they shall enter.
这告诉我们，我们要好好的准备。
This tells us that we need to prepare ourselves properly.
在事前要好好的安排。
We need to plan accordingly.
我们今天下午主会要讨论明年度的计划。
This afternoon, the church council members will discuss the plans for the church for the next year.
我们教会明年要做什么
？What the church will do next year?
很多聚会是要使弟兄姊妹能够在吃神国里面吃饭的，也大筵席的。
And there are many convocations or services that are meant to let brothers and sisters enjoy the spiritual feast.
下礼拜公布出来以后，我们最好赶快把它记起来。
Once the schedule is posted next week, I suggest you to jot them down.
我们安排我们自己的事情在这个时间之外。
And arrange our personal matters outside of this time.
因为你就如果你这样做，你就以神的事为重了。
Because if you do so, then you're putting God's matters first.
你不但能够参加神国的筵席，而且神也会祝福你个人的时间啊。
Not only can you attend the spiritual feast of God, you have a better control of your time as well.
我们要把我们的心放上去。
We need to put our hearts.
不要那张纸贴了半年，贴了一年，你都没有看到。
Put our heart in attending the feast. Don't be ignorant of what's planned.
人家问你，下一次问你说灵恩会到了。
When a person asks you, a spiritual convocation is coming.
哎，不行啊，我刚好安排要去哪里玩了。
And don't say that, oh, I can't attend because I'm going on a vacation.
我们要有这个准备。
So we need to be prepared.
为什么我们会有准备？
Why should we prepare ourselves?
因为我们看神国的筵席比其他的还重要。
Because we regard the feast of God as most important.
你就会去想办法去尽量去参加。
And because of this, we will try our best to attend services.
我们要以主为最重要。
We need to put God as the most important.
路加福音18:28下面。
Luke chapter 18:28.
很多人常常用这个来说，我们要事先准备。
Many people use this passage as a teaching to encourage
that we need to. 你要该从大楼，当然要去讨论一下，从地基怎么做，怎么做啊？
We need to prepare ourselves because if you want to build a large building, of course you need to plan ahead and plan where to have the foundation.
要花多少钱呢？
And how much money you need to
prepare. 所有的细节尽量要把它准备好。
We need to think ahead and prepare every single detail.
不要做了一半呢，做不到，做不下去了。
So that you will not end up not abandoning the project halfway.
那个建筑物做到一半呢，每个人经过一看，怎么做一半呢？大家都在笑，哎呀，这个人头脑怎么不想清楚呢？你看花钱又做不好。
So that when people pass by, if they see that this building is half completed, they might laugh at the owner or the builder.
大家都觉得说我们要事先的准备。
So that why did he not plan accordingly?
我们事先花时间。你在后面在做的时候就不会花浪费时间。
So if we plan our schedule right and we make the proper arrangements, then we will not waste our time.
但是这些话是在讲什么
？But what did Jesus mean exactly when he said
this? 这些话是在讲我们要背着十字架跟从主。
These words are meant to tell us that we need to carry our cross and follow Jesus.
这些话是要让我们去衡量一下，我们要撇下所有来跟从主。
They are meant to tell us that we need to leave everything to follow Lord Jesus.
我们要做主耶稣的门徒。
We need to be His disciples.
你要做主耶稣的门徒，每一项注意的事项，你都要把它列得很清楚。
In order, before you can be disciples of Lord Jesus, you need to list everything that you can think of.
那么事先有准备。
Every sacrifice you need to make.
不要时候一到才说，这条我没有想到。
So that you can prepare yourselves properly, so that when the time comes, it will not caught you off guard.
要做跟神交通、跟神做事要很严肃的。
We need to have a very solemn attitude when planning our things with God.
一点点不明白的，赶快问清楚。
If we have slight confusion, if there's anything that we don't understand, we need to ask.
我们常常告诉慕道者啊，你对我们教会的教义一定要完全明白再受洗。
That's why we always tell the truth seekers that before you can be baptized, you need to understand every major teachings of our church.
任何一个问题你如果没有解决，你受洗的后事后才知道说，不是那样子，就很麻烦了。
If you have questions unresolved and it will come back and maybe harm you.
但是做主耶稣门徒更是一样。
When when we are disciples of Lord Jesus, we should do this.
所以在这里说，你要好好的计算，计算。
We should plan.
我们看三十三节。
Let's read verse 33.
十四章三，路加福音十四章三十三节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 33.
这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一些所有，就不能做我的门徒。这里就讲这样，就是因为刚才要好好的准备，因为用这样子的心态，你才能够做主耶稣的门徒。
So here says, so then, meaning that after you have made all the necessary preparations, you can be disciple of Jesus.
主耶稣讲得很清楚。
Jesus said very clearly.
很多人想跟主耶稣。
Many people want to follow Jesus.
主耶稣就跟他明讲了。
So Jesus told them plainly.
狐狸有洞。
Foxes have holes.
飞鸟有窝。
Birds of the air have nests.
人子民连枕头的地方都没有。
But son of man have nowhere to lay his head.
不是说我们传道人出去传说，去外面工作啊，或是你去传福音啊，连旅馆做连住的地方都没有，不是那个意思。
This verse is not telling us that when preachers go out and preach, they don't even have a place to stay.
他的意思是说，我们要知道吃苦耐劳。
It's telling us that we need to know how to make sacrifice.
即使没有地方住
，endure hardships, even though there we have no place.
你不会改变你做主耶稣的门徒这个心智。
We don't have anywhere to stay. Our attitude or our determination of becoming Lord Jesus' disciples.
即使你传的人对方拒绝你传的福音
，even though people reject your gospel,
你也不会失望。
You will not become hopeless.
你更不会离开做主耶稣的门徒。
You will never give up being the disciple of Jesus.
你要算一下，我们要算一下。
We need to calculate.
我们要有这种决心。
We need to have this determination.
这是主耶稣讲的意思。
This is the meaning of Lord Jesus' words.
主耶稣说，让死人去埋葬死人，他们的死人。
Lord Jesus said that let the dead bury the dead.
换句话说，你是要把神国的事跟世界上的事要分开。
In other words, he's telling us to separate things of the world from the things of the kingdom of God.
全心在重视神国的事。
And put your heart into carrying out the things of the kingdom of God.
不是不管人间上的这个人的之间的关系，不是这个意思。
He's not telling us that you don't need to care about human relationships.
你要重视，全是重视神国的事情。
But rather, you need to put your focus on the kingdom of God.
如果你人间上的关系影响我们神国的事，那你要取神国的事。
If your human relationships or things of the humans are will interfere with the things of God, then you need to choose the things of God.
主耶稣说，你扶着驴在耕田，不能够往后看。你往后看的人，不能不配做我的门徒。
Lord Jesus said that when you're plowing the field, if you look bad, you're not worthy to be my disciple.
想要做主耶稣的门徒，还要到心里面还常常想要享受世界上的荣华富贵。
You cannot say that I want to be Jesus' disciple at the same time I want to enjoy all the luxury of this world.
那这样做不好的。
Then you can never be a good disciple.
我们要算好。
We need to make the proper calculations.
主耶稣的门徒，神经常的在教训他们，
Lord Jesus teaches disciples constantly.
因为他们决心要跟从主耶稣。
Because they have already determined to follow Jesus.
虽然刚开始的时候，他们跟所有的人一样，不太认识主耶稣。
Even though in the beginning they have very little knowledge about Jesus.
像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
但是彼得愿意继续的跟他，顺从他。
But Peter was willing to follow him.
那神就主耶稣就给他启示。
And submit to him. So Lord Jesus, God.
主耶稣就神就让那些真心要做主耶稣门徒的人去体验这位神。
Gave him revelations, and he will let those who have the heart to be his disciples experience the power of God.
那他们有特别的这个经历。
And they will have special experiences.
所以就巩固他们对主耶稣的信仰信心。
These experiences will solidify their faith toward God.
但是关键是在这种愿意做主耶稣门徒的人有决心要做主耶稣的门徒。
But the key is that these people need to have the determination to be disciples of Jesus.
吃苦到底。
They need to have the determination to suffer to the end.
吃苦的决心不一定会吃苦。
Even though you have this determination to suffer, this doesn't mean that you will suffer.
圣经告诉我们是要有吃苦的决心。
Or that you can endure suffering. But the Bible tells us that we need to have determination to suffer.
但是神不一定会让我们吃苦。
But God may not let us taste suffering.
吃苦的决心很重要。
But the determination to suffer is very important.
哎，就是说，神如果让我吃苦，我也没有话讲，我会尽量做，甘心情愿的。
This means that even if God lets me have suffering, then I'm willing.
哎，但是主耶稣给他的门徒大部分都不会吃苦的。
But most of the time, Lord Jesus don't give sufferings to his disciples.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
开始的时候，主耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹。
In the beginning, Jesus performed the miracle of five bread.
后来主耶稣那些人在跟从主耶稣，主耶稣说：“我是生命的粮，你要来吃我。”
Later, Jesus told the crowds that I'm the bread of life. You need to eat me.
大家都离开了。
Then after he said that, everyone left.
主耶稣知道众人会离开他。
Lord Jesus knew that the crowds will leave him.
约翰福音第六章重点是在主耶稣训练他的门徒。
But the main point of chapter 6 of the Gospel of John is that Lord Jesus wants to train his disciples.
主耶稣要训练他的门徒甘心情愿的不离开主耶稣，继续做主耶稣的门徒。
Jesus wants to train his disciples to have the determination to follow him no matter what happens.
五饼二鱼的神迹，大成上万的人来跟耶稣。
Thousand upon thousand people followed Jesus because of the miracle of five bread and two fish.
主耶稣讲说他的肉可以吃，他的血可以喝，上万的人都离开了。
But when Jesus said that my flesh and my can be eaten, my blood can be drunk,
主耶稣就对他的门徒讲。
So Lord Jesus told them,
disciples, 你们要离开吗？
Do you want to leave me too?
主耶稣讲这句话的意思是说，你十二个门徒要离开，主耶稣也不会留你的。
Jesus meant that.If the 12 apostles want to leave, Lord Jesus will not keep them.
主耶稣要的门徒是甘心情愿的。
Lord Jesus wants disciples who want to follow him willingly.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's read John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章六十六节。
John chapter 6 verse 66.
六章六十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 66.
从此他门徒都有退去的，不再和他同行。六十七节。
Verse 67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”六十八节。
68.
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟随该归谁归从谁呢？”六十九节。
69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。主耶稣问这十二个门徒
，Lord Jesus asked the 12 disciples，
你们也要跟大家一样走吗
？Do you want to go away also？
我讲的话让你们讨厌吗
？Do my words make you hate me？
你这么深讲的这么深的话，你不明白啊？你不想继续跟我吗
？I've given you a very hard teaching. Do you understand this teaching? Do you still want to follow me?
主耶稣特别问这十二个门徒。
So Lord Jesus make the point to ask the disciples.
这十二个门徒是他主耶稣整夜祷告的结果选召做出来的。
These 12 disciples were chosen after Lord Jesus made prayers the entire night.
主耶稣为什么再问他们
？So why did Lord Jesus ask them again?
主耶稣要他们再肯定。你要做主耶，继续做主耶稣的门徒。
Jesus want them to reaffirm their conviction.
我们在信主的过程当中
，while we're believing in the Lord，
我想我们每一个人都有这种经历。
I believe that many of us have this.
尤其当我们遇到困难的时候
，especially when we encounter problems.
主耶稣会好像就在问我：“你还要继续做我的门徒吗
？”Lord, it's as if Lord Jesus is asking us, "Do you want to?" Be my disciple.
你还要继续来教会聚会吗
？Do you want to continue to attend services?
你还要继续做主教会的工作吗
？Do you want to continue to do church works?
那么多人误会你，你还要做吗
？So many people misunderstood you. Do you want to continue?
我们要怎么回答
？So what will your answer be?
彼得回答说
，Peter answered.
他回答两件事。
His answer contained two things.
主耶稣有永生之道。第一件事
，First is that Lord Jesus has the word of eternal life.
只有主耶稣，才可以带领我们到天国永生啊。
Only Lord Jesus can bring us to heaven to the eternal life.
他讲这句话，到那个时候他可能还不很了解。
When Jesus, when Peter said this, perhaps he didn't really understand what he's talking about.
后来三年多以后，主耶稣升天了，他们得到圣灵，那个时候他才真正了解这个道理。
3 years later, when he received the Holy Spirit, perhaps then he understood what Jesus meant.
第二个
，second，
他知道主耶稣是那个圣者，永生神的儿子。
He knows that Jesus is the Holy One of God, the Son of God.
他知道主耶稣是谁。
He knew who Jesus is.
主耶稣能够给我们什么
？And what can Jesus give us?
主耶稣就是那个神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他可以给我们永生。
He can give us the eternal life.
他知道这两件事情。
He knows these two things for sure.
他就继续做主耶稣的门徒。
So he decided to be Jesus' disciple.
众人为什么离开呢？
Why did the crowds leave him?
因为他们不认识主耶稣是神的儿子。
Because they didn't understand that Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他们不知道主耶稣所讲的道理可以得让我们得到永生。
They didn't know that the words that Jesus spoke can give them eternal life.
我们今天认识主耶稣是谁吗？
Do we know who Jesus is?
我们认识他会给我们永生吗？
Do we know that he can give us eternal life?
你有没有把这个当作最有价值的？
Would you consider this as the most precious?
彼得他们把这两件事情当作最有价值，所以他们继续做主耶稣的门徒。
Peter and the disciples regard these two things as the most precious, therefore they continue to be disciples of Jesus.
如果我们从约翰福音第六章跟马太福音十四章对照来看。
If we read John chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 14 side by side.
到底主耶稣的门徒跟众人在这件事情上经历上面有什么差别？
So what's the difference of the disciples and the crowds?
他们同样都看到主耶稣变五饼二鱼这个神迹。
Both have seen the miracle of 5 bread and 2 fish.
他们也同样听到主耶稣是生命之粮的道理。
They've heard the teaching of the bread of life.
在这两件事情当中，有一件事情众人没有经历的。
But there's one thing that the crowds did not go through.
就是主耶稣走海面。
Did not experience, and that is Jesus walking on water.
原来那天五饼二鱼完了以后啊，主耶稣就要叫众人回家了。
After Jesus performed the miracle of 5 bread and 2 fish, he sent everyone home.
他把门徒就叫他们去坐船呐、啊，坐到海，坐船呐、啊，到海的那边去了。
He told his disciples to get into the boat and go to the other side.
他一个人就跑到山上去祷告去了。
He himself went to the mountains to pray.
因为在这之前呐、啊，众人要叫他做王。
Because prior to this, everyone wanted to force him to be king.
他知道这个不对的。
He knew that this was wrong.
他要跟神在一起。
That he should be with God.
整晚祷告完以后
，After he prayed all night.
到天还没亮以前，他走在海面上，走到那个门徒的船那边。
Before daylight, he walked on the sea toward the disciples.
因为那时候风浪很大，那个船都很危险。
Because the wind was and the waves were great.
他们划了整晚呐、啊，还不划不到对岸。
They've been rowing the entire night, but they still haven't got to the other side.
突然之间看着水面上有一个人走在上面。
Suddenly they saw this one figure walking on water.
他们以为是鬼。
They thought that this was a ghost.
主耶稣就跟他们招呼，是我，不要怕。
But Lord Jesus told them, it's me, do not be afraid.
那船上就是门徒在那里上面。
In the boat are the disciples.
当中有一个人。
One of them.
当然就是彼得了。
Of course, that's Peter.
因为彼得他是一个很积极的人。
Peter was a very proactive person.
他很想跟主耶稣在一起。
He really wants to be with Jesus.
他很想学主耶稣。
He really wants to be like Jesus.
做主耶稣的门徒就是学主耶稣啊。
To be disciple of Jesus is to be like Jesus.
主耶稣在走海面。
Jesus walks on water.
他就想要做主耶稣的门徒。
So he wants to be disciple of Jesus.
他就说我也要学走海面。
He said I want to walk on the water as well.
这个心啊，我们要去想啊。
We need to ponder about this attitude that he has.
我们要很积极。
We need to be very proud.
学主耶稣所做的。
Learn what Jesus did.
这个叫做真正的做主耶稣的门徒。
This is what it means to be the true disciple of Jesus.
好，跟主耶稣讲，如果是你，叫我走在海面上。
So he told Lord Jesus, Jesus, if it's truly you, then tell me to go to walk on water.
主耶稣说好，你走过来。
Jesus said, Okay, come to me.
他真的跳下去了。
So he indeed jumped into got out of the boat.
我常常在想一件事。
I often think about this one thing.
如果我还那天我也在那船上。
If I were on the boat that day.
第一个我会不会像彼得讲说，主耶稣，如果是你，让我也走进去。
Would I be like Peter and say to Jesus, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you.
我有没有那个信心讲这个话，胆量讲这个话
？Do I have the faith, the courage to make this statement?
第二个，主耶稣说，你就过来。
Second, Lord Jesus said, come.
你敢跳下去吗？
Do you have the courage to go off the boat?
彼得真的跳下去了。
Peter really got out of the boat.
从这两件事情
，from these two things,
我们都不敢做。
These two things are something that we cannot.
那船上的所有的人都不敢做，只有彼得讲做。
We're afraid to do, and everyone in the boat were afraid to do them.
如果从这两个事情来看
from these two things,
我们还敢笑彼得是信心小的人吗？
If we take these two things into consideration, do we still laugh at Peter?
彼得是信心是小。
As person of little faith.Even though Peter had very little faith,
但是那个在船上的那些门徒连信心都没有。
But the disciples in the boat, they have no faith.
他还有一点信心呢、啊，这些人信心都没有。
Peter had little faith, they had none.
他连讲都不敢讲。
They were afraid to talk.
更不敢跳、啊。
They were even more afraid to get out.
当然，他主意把彼得走在那个海面上，看看风浪的大了，下了就扑通就要掉下去了。
Of course, when Peter was walking on water, he became afraid when he see that the wind got stronger.
主耶稣伸手就把他抓救起来。
While he was beginning to sink, Lord Jesus stretched out his hand and saved him.
他跟彼得说：“你这个小信的人，为什么疑惑呢？”
He said, Jesus said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
他是小信，没有错。
It's true that he had little faith.
主耶稣没有跟其他人讲，你根本连信心都没有。
But the other people in the boat, they have no faith.
主耶稣一下子。带着彼得就上船了。
So Peter, Jesus brought Peter into the boat.
马上那个船就到对岸了。
Immediately the boat came to the
side. 所有在船上的人都说：“你真是神的儿子。”
Everyone in the boat said that you certainly are the son of God.
马太福音十四章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 33.
在船上的人都拜主耶稣说：“你真是神的儿子。”
All those who were in the boat worship him, saying, "You are certainly God's son."
在船上的人是谁？是主耶稣的门徒。
Who were in the boat? They were disciples of Jesus.
不是那些众人。
They were not the crowd.
众人没有经历到在船上的经历。
The crowds had not gone through this experience.
门徒在船上经历了什么？
What did the disciples experience while they were in the boat?
他们比众人更认识主耶稣是神的儿子。
That they had a deeper understanding that the crowds that Jesus is the God.
约翰福音第六章，主耶稣讲生命之粮的时候。
When Jesus was giving the teaching of bread of life in John 6,
众人都听不懂。
The crowds didn't understand.
十二个门徒可能也不太听得懂。
Perhaps the 12 disciples didn't really understand.
因为那个到后面是在讲圣餐，根本圣餐都还没有设立的。
Because where Jesus was talking about the teaching of Holy Communion, Holy Communion was not even established back then.
为什么十二个门徒不离开？
But how come the disciples did not leave him?
因为他们认识主耶稣是圣者，神的儿子。
Because they understood that Lord Jesus is the God of.
为什么他们认识主耶稣是神的儿子
？The Son of God, the Holy One of God. How do they come to this understanding?
这众人不认识主耶稣是神的儿子。
The crowds did not understand that Jesus is the Son of God.
众人只经历过五饼二鱼的神迹。
The crowds had only gone through the miracle of five bread and fish.
只有门徒经历过在船上的神的体验，主耶稣的体验。
Only the disciples have gone through the miracle of walking on the sea.
因为这个体验让他们真正的了解主耶稣是神的儿子。
Because of this experience, they truly understand that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以当主耶稣问是十二个门徒们要离开吗？
Therefore, when Jesus asked them, "Do you want to go away also?"
我们不离开了。
They replied,
"We will not."
Because we know who you are.
我跟的是对的。
I follow the right
person. 我要继续坚持做下去主的门徒。
I will continue to be disciples of Jesus.
因为这是福气。
Because this is blessing.
这是绝对的拣选。
This is the right calling.
人类有历史来，只有神就拣选他们。
Throughout human histories, Lord Jesus had chosen none other but them.
主耶稣说：“你们眼睛有福了。”
Lord Jesus said that your eyes are blessed.
你们的耳朵有福了。
Your ears are blessed.
这是绝大的恩典。
This is a very great blessing.
我们要好好思想。
We need to think.
不要拿任何的事情来跟他交换。
And make sure that we don't exchange this blessing with other things.
不要拿你的地来跟主耶稣交换。
Do not exchange Lord Jesus with your land.
不要拿你的牛来跟主耶稣交换。
Do not exchange Lord Jesus with your ox.
不要拿你的家人来跟主耶稣交换。
Do not exchange Lord Jesus with your family.
当然，我们也做这些事情，但是主耶稣是最神圣、最高贵、最有价值的。
Of course, we have other obligations in life, but we need to know that Lord Jesus is the most precious.
做主耶稣的门徒是绝大的福气。
It's a very, very great blessing to.
主耶稣把他的道理教给他。
Oh, Lord Jesus gives them teachings.
主耶稣不断把神的道理教给他，主耶稣也把传福音的责任交给这些人。
Now, indeed, Lord Jesus gives them teachings of God. He gave them the commission of preaching the gospel.
使徒行传第一章、第二章呢，告诉我们。
Acts chapter 1,
主耶稣要门徒去受圣灵的洗。
That Jesus wants disciples to receive the baptism of the Spirit.
他们没有出去传福音。
They did not go out and preach the gospel.
他们在那边祷告聚会。
They prayed and have services.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
圣灵真正降临了。
The Holy Spirit came.
第四节说他们被圣灵充满。
Verse 4 tells us that you were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就讲出别国的舌音出来，别国的话出来。
They began to speak with other tongues.
你祷告的时候，圣灵降临到你身上。
When you pray, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
圣灵会改变你的舌头，讲舌的讲舌的舌舌灵言，
the Holy Spirit,
方言出来。
The Holy Spirit will change your tongues, and you begin to speak with other languages.
使徒行传第二章告诉我们，改变了教会，改变神国的历史啊。
Acts chapter 2 tells us the, how the history of church is transformed.
因为教会诞生了。
And this is where the, when the church is established.
圣灵在教会里面运行传福音了。
The Holy Spirit is within the church, moving the church.
有一批人，有一些少数的人愿意做主耶稣的门徒。
Very few people decided to be disciples of Jesus.
这些人做中心，传当时候的天下。
That group of people became the center. From there, the gospel was preached throughout the world.
今天也是一样。
Likewise today,
我们要做主耶稣的门徒。
We need to be disciples of Jesus.
神就会赐圣灵给我们。
Then Jesus will give us His Holy Spirit.
让我们有能力能够把福音传遍天下。
So that we can have power to preach the gospel to the world.
但是我们要对做主耶稣门徒有认识。
But before that, we need to have an understanding of what it means to be disciples of Jesus.
能够明白，能够比较。
We need to compare and understand.
能够从心里面心甘情愿去做主的门徒。
So that from the bottom of our heart, we may be willing to be His disciples.
这是最有价值的事情。
This is a most precious thing we can do. 最有福气
的事情。
The most blessed thing that we can have.
那我们现在要来祷告。
Now we will pray.
我们祷告的时候，直接向神直接祷告。
When we pray,
每个人直接向神祷告。
When we pray, each of us prays directly to God.
像圣经里面所讲的一样。
Just like what it records in the Bible.
我们开始念。一起念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We begin our prayers with in the name of Lord Jesus. I pray.
然后我们多念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord repeatedly.
那神，我们全心的、全心的来，来敬拜他。
We worship Him with all our hearts.
我们心里有什么难处，跟神直接讲。
If there is any troubles or difficulties, we can tell God.
除了为自己祷告以外，
in addition to pray for ourselves,
也为教会的弟兄姊妹那一些慕道子朋友啊来祷告。
Let's also pray for brothers and sisters and truth seekers.
我们为 Cindy Wu 祷告。
Please pray for Sister Cindy Ann.
我们为陈美玲姐妹祷告。
Sister Mei Ling Lin.
我们为在台湾的刘日康啊刘伯母的儿子祷告。
Brother Frank Liu is in Taiwan.
我们为那个 brother Francisco 啊，弟兄祷告。
Let's pray for brother François Sissoko.
我们继续为王惠木啊，就是周传道，传道娘的吴姐啊，她已经在台湾永和已经受洗了啊。以前我们放在祷告里面，他们很谢谢我们啊，那祷告，她现在也去慕道了。
Let's pray for Mrs. Huimu Wang, who's the fifth sister of Preacher Child's wife.
慕道者马栋华先生。在皇后教会
Truth Seeker Mr. Tama
我们为 Teresa 祷告
Ms. Teresa Lopez
为 Jesuri 祷告
and Brother Jesuri
如果愿意接受圣职人员按手的可以到前面来
If you would like to receive laying of hand please come forward
我们一起跪下祷告
Let's all kneel down and pray